Hi, I just need an oil change and a checkup.
This is Ford Service. We're the specialist. Our oil change comes with a tire rotation and more.
Click this ad and get the works at your Ford dealer for $39.95 or less with a $10 rebate by mail, making it just $29.95. Up to 5 quarts oil, taxes, diesel, and disposal fees extra. Rebate by prepaid debit card. See your participating Ford dealer for exclusions and rebate details through 3/31/16.
When your Ford needs service, you need the specialist.
Thank you for tuning in to Lighten Up with Jen and Sherry. This show is an invitation to let go of what's holding you down, laugh more, and love like crazy. If you've tuned in live to this episode, please call in now and be a part of the show. Our number is area code 646-200-0825. And now, flying solo for today is our hostess, Jen.
Hello, and welcome to Lighten Up with Jen and Sherry. I am Jen Halterman, and I'm very excited to be with you today on this wonderful, this is leap year day, so February 29th, and what a wonderful day it is. I'm just excited about the topic. I'm excited about, just being able to have a bonus day to create what we want. You know, so many times we just see one day after another in our life, and sometimes we need to break up the pattern just a little bit so we can realize, hey, today is a bonus day. What are you going to do with it? And maybe in that moment we'll rein in our energy and our possibility and create something with it. At least that's what I hope you choose to do with it. And I'm very happy for those of you who are live listening with me today or later, and for those of you also who are listening in the future to the archives, welcome. Thank you for being here. You do matter. You show up. You count. You count in my heart as you showing up and connecting with the show that lets me know that this show goes out beyond just me talking in a room. And I really appreciate that. So thank you for being here. If you want to join in, if you're listening live and you want to join in the show, you can call in on the phone lines, and that number is 646-200-0825, and you are welcome to call in and listen there. There are a lot of phone lines. Some people say, oh, I didn't want to call in and clog up the phone lines, but there are, I don't know, there's like 50 phone lines available to me, and so you're welcome to call in and listen on the phone lines if you can't stay close to your computer or whatever. And if you have a question, you're welcome to do that as well. All right, so what is this topic about? Oh, this is a new week, and for those of you who are new, I usually like to do a topic and just talk more than one day. If I did a one-day-a-week show, that would be easy. One topic, one conversation, move on. And they could, you know, maybe a month series or whatever. But because I choose to show up 5 days a week, usually I do a topic that lasts all week. And what that is about is not only does it give me more time to bring, like, Sherry on with me. She's on 2 days a week. She comes on. She talks about the topic. And we get to expand it. But it also gives you, the listeners, time to listen to the topic, integrate it, apply it to your life, and keep going. And then understand a little bit more and understand a little bit more. And as you can probably understand, there's a lot of reason for why that is a gift and to allow you to really integrate that. So that's why I do that. And this topic, I'm sending a message here. I've got dogs freaking out outside my window. There she goes to get them to see what's going on. Anyway, as that's funny. We're in sync, I'm telling you, people. But this topic is one that's really close to my heart. My niche is, if you were to, you know, really talk to me about what is it that I really focus on, and that is I love being the invitation or the reminder for people to reconnect and to choose into not only living their essence, but expressing their essence in everything they do in life. And so that means that their aliveness is very vibrant with expressions of their essence. And what is their essence? Essence is the combination of all of your gifts and abilities, your qualities, your values, everything, all of the talents you came into this life with, all of the memories and histories you have, all of it coming together as the most authentic vibration of who you be. It doesn't matter if you, it doesn't matter what you're doing in your life, but it's that, just who you be. When you're doing nothing, who is that? And that is, that's what kind of, that's what your essence is, okay? Now, aliveness, you can express your essence through anything. I mean, you can, just all of that is who you be. Even the parts, like the parts of you that were abused, the parts of you that gets jealous, the parts of you that gets angry, the parts of us that, you know, for me, my essence includes this life experience. My essence includes all of my joys and my pains and my grief and everything, because it's part of what makes me who I am. And how I express that, you know, we can express it really wonky. We can express it through our ego. We can express it through separation. We can express it through a lot of scarcity. Or we can express it through alignment and authenticity and expansion and honoring and trust and all of those things. And I talk about, I refer to essence and aliveness a lot on the shows because it is my niche. It is my passion. It's my connection. It's what lights me up. It truly is what lights me up. And there comes a point in time when I've heard a message, or I've heard from listeners or clients often enough where they've expressed their fears or their frustration or their own point of view about it and how hard it is or what a struggle it is, that I realize, and I realized it today, just how truly important it is that I have this conversation on the air. Because it's time that we talk about why is it even possible for us to get bumped out of alignment with our essence? Why are you angry when we talk about your essence? Why are you scared when we talk? Why don't you feel safe in your essence? And that is, wow, that is a big, big piece right there. Why don't you feel safe in your essence? That brings up emotion just even saying that. So I'm going to be really intentional in this because this is a big energetic show for me. How do I express that? I want to be conscientious and kind with this message because I'm aware of what this can bring up. And if I go at it kind of bluntly, then it can feel assaulting. So just check in. If your essence is your complete everything that is you, all of your wonderfulness and all of the experiences you've had, why don't you feel safe there? And if you, you know, have a response of, oh, I feel perfectly safe in my essence, I want to be there all the time, that's great, just breathe anyway. No matter what comes up, just take a couple deep breaths as you just feel into, if you were to be in your essence all the time, what would that feel like for you? See, as I've talked about last week, I was talking about aliveness, and I heard from a few listeners of how they struggle with, they've disconnected. They are shut down. They know they're in a funk. They know they're, some know that they're in alignment with their essence, like in one category of their life, maybe their family, but then at work, they're out. Or maybe, you know, when they're at work, they're in alignment, but going home is where they're out. Or, you know, they're in alignment when they're with children or animals, but then when they're, you know, maybe they go see family, they're out. And so people were starting to have awarenesses to that. So I just want to be really gentle and conscientious as we explore this. Why would we not feel safe in our essence? Well, here's kind of the bugger. Here's the bugger for you. When we came into this life, we were born into whatever situation we were in. And we came in with all of our essence completely saying, yay, guess what? I wanted to experience this life and I'm here. Ta-da. That's all it takes. Ta-da. Time to celebrate. Okay. And then you are in a situation. You are in a situation with parents or caregivers, family, strangers, and all of them have a point of view or judgment or categories or rules and expectations about what you and your life should and will look like. Ta-da! Take that in for a minute. And just consider your situation you were, like, birthed into. What was that situation? Think of some key components, like, I was abandoned right off. Oh, I was put in competition right away. Oh, I was the spotlight of the world. Everybody was focused on me. Just think about that. Whew. You're in it. What is that environment? What were you welcomed into? Nice. Yeah. That's awesome. I just feel so much energy sometimes during these shows. I appreciate it. Some of you check in. Oh, thank you for sharing the show. Anybody who has shared the show link on your Facebook or social media, I really appreciate that. Thank you. All right, now, here you are, you little essence being. Your essence is there. You're expressing your essence, okay? Now, the environment you're brought into has judgment, criticism, wrongness starts getting applied, and you think, what? No, I was adored. Okay, that's still a judgment. It's a category. Even being adored is setting a parameter. So what happens is you're in this essence, and in order to provide a safe environment, the people in your life start giving you these little parameters. Don't touch that. It's hot. If you cry, you'll get fed. If you're up in the middle of the night, you'll get held. If you're up in the middle of the night, you'll get ignored. See the nudges? Like, I'm literally, as I'm saying this, I'm imagining, you know, just this blob of energy, and it's like I'm patting it in. I'm reaching out, patting back here. Don't get too far away from me. I don't know where you are. Don't run too fast. You know, you learn how to walk, and everybody cheers, and all of a sudden you're running, and everybody's freaking out. Did you fall and people say, oh, all right, let's get up. Good job. You got back up. Or did you fall and they go, oh, no. Oh, did you get hurt? What did that teach you? Okay. So can you feel that? Do you feel the nudges that start just kind of, come here, a little bit smaller, you. Oh, don't talk to strangers a little bit back here. That's not safe. Don't shine too bright because jealousy means my siblings pinch me when my mom's out of the room. What's happening? What are all the paddings? Just brings up emotion. I know. Just breathe. We're in this together. That's why it's great to invite friends to the show so you can listen with a buddy. I'm telling you, buddy systems work when you're doing this kind of thing. Okay? Then we start doing this thing called education in our life, and we start getting told what's wrong. And we start getting grades. Well, you only did as good as a C. But all these people over here, they did as good as a B. And then there's these people that did as good as an A. And these people did as good as a D. And maybe it started out with stars or a 1, 2, 3, 4 system. Or maybe it started out with stickers of excellent, good job. And we started expressing who we are according to what feedback we would get, what acknowledgement we would receive. Sadly, so many of our parents had not one clue that they were crushing our essence. They had not one even sliver of hope of encouraging you to be magnificent, because guess what? Many of them and many of their parents came from the generation of do not waste food. We could die. We do not have more food. Do not. So selfish came with a whole different level of importancy. So when it was significant to them, it was very important that they only had their share. If they were selfish, it implied they could kill somebody for taking food from them. And then that generation comes to the next generation and says, we will always clean our plate. We will save every cord possible. We will save, you know, the little twist ties on the bread. We will save everything because we know what it's like to have everything taken away where we could die. We have nothing to go on. We can't even go to the store and buy it because it's not in the stores. That got passed on to another generation. And that generation went to the next. And wherever you came in with that generation, the programs were in place already in your environment that you could not be too much. You could not. There wasn't enough in the world. Too much was not allowed. Too much was selfish. Those programs were already in place. And those programs, those messages that said, you cannot be selfish. You cannot be too loud. Because if you came from an environment that, even if it's three generations back, crying in the night meant you could be discovered or windows would be shot out or you would be found by the enemies of war, noise level became of the utmost importance to manage. And then it goes to the next generation. Manage the noise level. The next generation, manage the noise level. And then if you happen to be somebody who has the audacity to laugh loudly and play and squeal and jump and talk, you are threatening the belief of generations, so your essence must be minimized. And as sad as it is, and as understanding as we can be, that they were doing the best they could, or maybe they weren't, and maybe for some horrible reason, we don't understand, you were born into a terribly abusive environment, and we can't change that. Whatever it is, whether it was intentional or not, the bottom line is, from a very young age, we begin receiving the training that our essence is not safe. It will be criticized, it will be judged, it will be graded, it will be minimized, it will be compared to others. And we start this program running in our life that I can't share my essence. Oh, I don't want to shine too bright. I'm not up for the judgment. No, I don't want to be the tall poppy. The tall poppy gets made fun of. The tall poppy gets beaten. The tall poppy gets cut down. Whatever it is, that is where we begin the process of not trusting our essence. Now, here's an important point in this conversation. You have a choice. Are you going to go into judgment? Are you going to go into blame of your environment you're brought into? Whatever it was, are you going to say it was wrong? Are you going to allow this to be an awareness that comes to you and says, oh, that's exactly why I was raised that way. Oh, their essence was squashed also. Oh, they were scared. Oh, that's why they were hoarders. It was survival. Because you see, if we have understanding, it doesn't justify anything that happened, but it does allow us to learn from it. Because if we're not understanding and we want to go to judgment, we want to go to blame, and we want to keep that separation, then all of our energy is in the push, is in the resist and react mode. And in that mode, you have no energy available for learning. You have no energy available for reprogramming that mindset that was programmed into you. You're actually using the very programming they put in you to make them wrong and bad. And you have that choice. And I am going to say, if you're going to do that, absolutely do it. But don't be in denial about it, because that, being in denial that you are choosing that, makes you inaccountable for your life. And I am all about accountability. I am really encouraging you to get accountable and go, whoa, okay, I really want to be angry with them. I really want to blame them. I really don't want to look at this. But I'm telling you, if you don't look at this, you pass it on. Even if you pass it on by saying, yes, I was raised in an abusive household, so therefore we have cut those people out of our life. We don't speak of it. We're not going to talk about it because they're all bad. Guess what? That is a wonderful message for you to live into. And what are you teaching your children? If you screw up, I will cut you out of my life. Take that in for a minute. What are you teaching your friends? You mess up bad enough, you're out. You piss me off, I'll cut you out. That's it. Close the door. Never look back. Forget your name. People, it shows up, even if we don't realize it. And this all comes because we were hurt as a child. Our feelings were hurt. Our judgment was criticized. We received poor markings when we were expressing our creativity. Okay, so this is why this matters. You can do what you want. You can stop listening to the show right now if you want. If you want to stay in that judgment and blame, that is up to you. But if you want more, if you want to get to a space where your essence says, oh, I'm really freaked out, that triggers all of my alarms. Are you going to go away or are you going to? I invite you to stay, because that's what this week's about. Because you have been leaving your essence because you were taught it was bad and wrong, not good enough. It would be criticized and judged. And why would you reveal your tender sides when it could be hurt? Just like the child in the image for the show, that little tender one holding the bear peeking around a tree. Your essence is that, saying, hey, am I safe with you? Or are you going to be like the others and criticize me? There are a few times in our lives that really stand out, and they're more than just a choice point. They're a point where once we cross that point, we don't go back. You know, like once I experienced the death of my child and her entire family, I can't go back to before. I know the pain. I know the possibility. I know the grief. But before then, you see, I also had a son who faced death also. In his situation, he remembers being outside of his body. He remembers looking down at them, reviving him. He remembers choosing back into his body. He remembers it. Couldn't go back to before then. Nope. Once we'd had that experience, couldn't go back to before then. I call those inflection points because once you go past that, the impact of those moments go on before you, and you can't go back to unknowing that moment. We have them in our lives. I'm sure you can imagine. You know, I mean, to be completely crass, just like you can't have sex and then go back to not having sex. Like, yeah, you can choose not to engage in it, but you can't go to that before that moment. You've already crossed that. It's an inflection point. You know, okay? And this is one of those things that I hope that you make this choice point an inflection point for yourself. You can create it. And you have the invitation at this point, especially if you're somebody who has been, you know, expressing that you're frustrated and angry and sad and scared every time that essence or aliveness comes up on the show. I get so pissed off. I don't know why it is. Every time you say essence, I want to punch something. Yeah, that's a message. And you get to decide. Because the truth of the matter is, this show is kind of an invitation for you to get to know your essence, to reestablish a relationship with your essence, to reestablish, oh, By the way, that whole thing that happened my entire childhood, I'm now going to take the reins. And we might get judged, but guess what? I have a new perspective about that. And we're going to react differently, and we're going to have different choices about it. So I know you've been scared, and I know I've been minimizing you, and I've been trying to make you look like whatever would make my spouse happy and make you look like whatever my parents will give me attention for. But we need to start over. Will you? Will you choose into that? And if you will, here's what I would like to invite you to do. I know. If you're out in public and if you're at work and if you're driving and if you're whatever, get over it. Just play along. You could just breathe. You don't actually have to do it. You could say, oh no, Jen, don't make me get emotional. Yeah, I know. I'm totally going to do that. But here's the process. You can practice it whenever you want. Lay your hands gently, gently on your chest. Gently as if it were the back of a baby, newborn babe, right there on your heart, gently. And just breathe. You can even start to rock if it helps soothe your fears. Oh, just gently. Do you see how, without even having to do anything, emotions start to bubble up? Yeah, I know. And all you got to do is say, there, essence. That's all it takes. It's right there. There, essence. I see you. Oh, there. I see you. I won't leave you. There. I won't leave you. I'm here. Feel everything of this moment. Allow everything to come up, because essence has been so battered and abused. It has been so overlooked, and it is so scared because you don't even know who it is. It's so unfamiliar to you, you don't recognize it. You yourself may have been the one judging it. So gently, hands on your heart, rocking if you want. There, essence. I see you. I feel you. I won't leave you. You may want to add some things like, please be patient with me. We're in this together. I'm sorry. Just breathe. Good job. Good. Very, very good. Gentle. Loving. You see, that's where we begin. Because in keeping us safe, to the best of their point of view, to the best of their life experiences, to the best of their knowledge, we were actually minimized. And our essence was put into a smaller package. And our essence learned it wasn't safe. I'm going to share a story. I'm not going to reveal details because I didn't ask permission, but this is a very sweet situation that a friend of mine posted. And she has a son, I believe he's 6, and he is huge heart, he's funny, he's artistic, he's just this wonderful expression. And I've never met him in person, but every time I see him, I want to meet him. Like my essence wants to play with him, because I actually recognize a playmate soul in him. And I adore his mom. So anyway, And recently she posted that picture is this image, and this little six-year-old had gotten a piece of paper and had drawn the image of a puddle on the ground and somebody slipping, somebody falling near the puddle. And he had folded this paper and propped it up near a puddle of water he had spilled. What about that do you recognize is brilliance being expressed? What about that? Mm-hmm. What about that is brilliance? Creativity, humor, imagination. Oh my gosh. That just, it brings tears to my eyes. It makes me feel so happy. And yet, on the flip side, how much effort was put into to marking a spill rather than cleaning it up, right? Like how many parents would say, why didn't you just clean it up? You went to all this trouble of drawing a cute little picture. It's really cute. Great. Good job. You're funny. And you need to clean up the water. How many people would miss that he expressed his adorable, funny, brilliant essence? When I saw that, I lit up. I laughed. I cried. I just was like, oh my gosh. How many of you have that in you? It doesn't matter if you're an artist or not. How many of you have humor? How many of you have the ability to take ordinary and turn it into an expression of extraordinary? Every one of you. If you didn't just say, yeah, I do, my dear, hands on heart. They're their essence. I see you. Yeah. Every single one of us has brilliance for our perspective of how we see and interact with the world. It's just unique to you. There's not a child that comes in with their essence that doesn't have wonder and curiosity. Even those that eventually you find out they've got, you know, autism or something going on with their brain or how they express in the world or their physical body or, you know, a disconnect from emotions, whatever it is, everybody has brilliance. It's just being expressed differently. You know, Sherry works with a lot of families who have children in their family who have these, quote, disabilities. But I'm telling you what, these are the brilliant minds. These are the children that see the world differently than we do. And who are we to say they are disabled because they don't do things that because it's the way we want them to do? Instead of saying, what do they have to teach us of how we could see the world differently? It is up to us. It is up to us. So as you consider the environment you're brought into, the environment of your essence, where it started to be categorized, it started to be controlled, it started to be judged, all of those things, I invite you to wonder what labels are you keeping in place? Because unless you're still that 6-year-old or 4-year-old or 7-year-old or 13-year-old, it's time that you do something different. You have a different choice. Because I don't really care, honestly, what it is that your mother said when you were 8. I'm not interested in that. What I'm interested in is why are you still living into it? Yeah, your mom may have said it at 8, but if you're 48... why are you still repeating that tape? You're the one who's doing it, so what's going on? Where in you have you decided that that's worth repeating? It's up to you. And this is also where the hands on heart, they're their essence. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. That's where you may want to apply this. I'm sorry that when Mom taught me that my appearance didn't meet her expectations, I'm sorry I kept believing it. I'm sorry, Essence, that when you mixed up your words and you got laughed at and sent to the special ed department because you couldn't read out loud in class, I'm sorry that I took that to mean that you're dumb. I'm sorry. I'm sorry for all the judgments that I have continued to impose upon you so that we now have a relationship that is lacking in trust and safety. I'm sorry. It's time for you to do your work. It's time for you to heal this connection because, honestly, as much as I've talked about aliveness and essence, I have not given you this understanding until now, and I'm sorry. Essence is something that you have to form a relationship. Otherwise, it's a place you visit. And yes, I've been doing this work for a long time, but really, for a lot of listeners, this is a new topic. And I'm sorry I didn't point it out sooner, that you may not have a good relationship with your essence, and it may not trust you, and you might need to reestablish that. So I do sincerely apologize if you have felt the frustration of feeling like essence was something that you had a right to and that it would be easy. Because the truth is, if you've been abusing your essence, you've got some healing to do before it'll trust you to even do more than a weekend visitation. Your essence deserves that. It deserves to be held sacred. It deserves to be apologized to. It deserves the gentleness that it didn't receive when you were a child receiving instructions and limitations. So it's up to you. What relationship do you want with your essence? Do you want to have tenderness? Do you want the humor to come out? Do you want to be playful, creative, expansive? Do you? Because it's up to you now. This is your invitation. You have the opportunity to get to know your essence, form a relationship, create kind of a safety place, an invitation, a place where, yeah, you're totally here. Totally, come on in. Let's do this. You have that available to you. What you do with it is up to you. And I do want to add just a little note. Especially if you are a parent or a teacher, it is really easy to skip your work and go into, especially if you've been programmed to blame and shame, but go into your own blame and shame of how you've done your own parenting wrong. It's really, really easy to do that. So I invite you to be conscientious and not skip you. Do not, because I'm telling you, and I laugh because it's such a sneaky way that we avoid doing our work. It's, well, but no, these children, I am impacting these children. I want to pay attention to how I do this. So, okay, I'm going to focus on my children because I've been screwing it up and I don't want to be like my parents. So now I'm going to focus on my children and make sure that I'm not giving any of those messages. So now Do you understand and do you feel the energy that I'm even speaking in when we go into the panic of not inflicting harm on our child's essence? And do you see how panicked and how adrenaline-based this message is that I'm going to focus on my child and make sure that my child is okay? Do you see how quickly we overlook our own situation when we are a parent or a teacher? And we don't want to harm a child. Of course we don't want to harm a child. And so we go into that space of, I'm going to make it right. Guess what? That's leapfrog. Okay? That's leapfrogging over your own situation. So, back it up. Yes, you can apply this to your children. Yes, you can apply it to your students. I understand that, but I am telling you right now, back it up. Because what... whatever you've got in that space of I did it wrong and I messed up is in the energy that you're giving them this wonderful new perspective from. So if you're in panic of I screwed it up, you're delivering them, you are perfect, I screwed up. Don't deliver that message. Do your essence work. Do your essence work. Where you can have that safety and you can have that forgiveness and you can have that trust. There's a comment in the chat room I want to address, and it is nothing like taking essence and placing it in such a safe place that it becomes hard to find. How many of you can relate to that? Where your essence is so wounded and so ridiculed and so made fun of and so judged that you take it and you put it in a safe place so nobody can criticize it. Thank you for that comment. This is exactly where I wanted to go. That way nobody can criticize it. I don't share that. I only paint in the room with the door closed so nobody can see it. No, I don't let anybody know that I sing in the car. No, because I just tell, I don't sing around people. I don't want to be criticized. No, I don't tell them my ideas for the environment. No, I don't want it to be judged. I don't express myself authentically, no, no. I don't want that. I keep it completely locked away. Please don't do that. Please understand that if that's the case, and if you have your essence so locked away you don't even know where it is, that is why there are people like me in the world that do essence work with people. That's why I do essence session. What are the sessions that are going to unfold and uncover and reveal your essence? And what is required for the healing of that relationship between you and your essence? Because the truth is, I meet a lot of people whose essence is completely loved and adored in secret. But as far as what they express to the world, there is a huge disconnect. Who they project themselves to the world is based on what will be accepted and approved of, while their essence is kept in the closet or hidden or kept in private only for them to enjoy. There are layers to this, and I recognize that, and that's why I do the coaching I do. Yes, exactly. Placing your music in the closet where it can be safe so nobody will judge it. That's a great example of it. So if that's been your situation, please understand that this is kind of a tender topic if you haven't caught on already. That there's some healing to do, and it takes baby steps. And sometimes, as many of you have found, and some of you I've interacted with directly, or you found support elsewhere, but sometimes it starts with, okay, I just have to say this out loud. And I'm really scared because I've only said this to me and I don't want to admit it to anybody else because I'm so afraid of what it'll mean. I don't know if it is going to blow up the world, or I don't know if you're going to laugh at me or if you're going to judge me. I don't know what it is, but I'm really freaked out about it. And so I don't even want to say this out loud. And sometimes you have to have that safe environment where you say, can I just practice saying this out loud to you in a safe environment where you won't laugh at me or you won't ridicule or you won't judge or you won't tell me how it's not possible? Can I start there? And if that is what you're asking, my answer is yes. Send me a message. Start here. In a safe environment. If you don't start with me, start with somebody safe. But give them the respect to say, this is something I am extremely critical of myself. This is something that has been put down and judged. I need somebody who just wants to witness and hold space and who will not judge or criticize me. Can you be that person? Give them the respect and the option to say yes or no. Because not everybody can do that. Because they've got their own programs running. Remember that everybody's had this. Everybody has had this. Okay? Okay. I have a bazillion messages coming in, and I'm trying to keep up on them. So if I miss yours, just know that I will be getting you to you maybe tomorrow or whatever that is, okay? I really want to honor this topic, and I want to honor you and what this brings up. You see, once our essence has been revealed, even though for all these years it's been hidden safely and put away and protected and judged and criticized, all of that, it can happen. And I have experienced it happening where you say, okay, I love my essence. I'm getting in a new relationship with my essence. That's okay. I'm going to start showing up more in the world. Here's what I'd like to say. If you do not do all the layers of the work that I'm offering, but also even what the small amount I can reveal on the shows, and you decide I'm not going to keep my essence in the closet anymore, I'm going to bring it out to the world, and you reveal it, and somebody has the audacity to be human and to live their life the way they do and to express their judgments and their criticisms, and they react to your essence, it's very likely that you might overreact in response, okay? That this is why I really want you to start with you and not take on, well, I'm okay being me, and I'm going to make sure everybody in the world accepts me. That's not actually honoring your essence. That's not your aliveness being expressed. This takes practice not to go into reaction about judgment. It takes work, your inner work, your self-exploration, whatever the hell you want to call it. It requires that you come to a practice of your own, where you practice not going into reaction and resistance or align and agree. It is a practice because you have years and years and years of programs and programmed reactions and responses and retaliations. And if you just instantly rip that scab off and throw it out to the world, you're very likely going to take all of the pent-up frustration you've had over not being who you be, and you're going to lash it out at the world. So I invite you to be gentle with this topic. This is a topic that I've done in workshops that I usually do in a very closed environment. So I am telling you, please be gentle with this topic because this is out to the world. This is public. The ways that I would invite you to do this, and I'm going to be Periscoping. If you're not following me on Periscope, I invite you to because I do these videos. I'm going to be doing videos about some of the tips and tools to support yourself when you're going through major transformational work. I'm going to be sharing those on Periscope in the afternoons during the day. They're saved on Periscope. You can watch them for 24 hours. But I invite you to really get conscientious about it. And if you go to Periscope and search me, I'm Music and Laughter all spelled out on there, and you can watch those, get notification, watch them later in the day within 24 hours. But there will be tips for how to be gentle with yourself as you're going through major transformation and doing your work. And it's things like this. This is what I'm going to tell you. First, start out with journaling. If your essence has been put in the closet since, say, you were in elementary school, which most of us it was, one of the ways that you can journal, if you go, I don't know where my essence is. It's not talking to me. It's giving me the silent treatment. I don't even know where it is. What I would recommend is get a blank piece of paper and a crayon. Put that crayon in your non-dominant hand and just start writing your name. That simple. And then repeat what I was saying, hand on heart. If you're just coloring, don't worry about the hand on heart part. But start saying, there, essence. I'm here now. Hey, Essence, I'm here. I know I stuck you away for a long time, but I want to reestablish this relationship. Will you talk to me? Can we give this another try? Your essence is a soul-based being of you. It doesn't say no to this, just so you know. Your ego and judgment and belief in separation might tell you you're the one screw up on the planet that your essence won't forgive you. But if that happens, you say, oh, that's one of those lies again. I'm going to choose not to believe you. Go ahead, essence. You can come up now. You're safe. Start a dialogue with your essence, being very gentle. And just say, what would you like me to know? And then listen. Give yourself even 10 minutes of breathing. Even if you say, I'm breathing out as you exhale, and I'm breathing in as you inhale, just waiting for your essence to give you anything, any kind of nudge, that's okay. Hey, essence, I've got 10 minutes. I'm going to sit in this chair for 10 minutes. I'll listen to anything you want me to know, anything you'd like me to remember, anything that there is to forgive. I'm listening. And then listen. Turn off all distractions. Just be in your breath and allow the message to come up. Yeah. This is where this reconnection happens. This is where you can reestablish your relationship. Okay? Every time old judgments and ouches are zinged or bumped or whatever, your essence gets an alarm that goes off that says, I'm not safe, I have to go away now. Whoop! And it goes, whoop! Just like a genie back in the bottle. Shoo! Gone. Wow. And if you start noticing that, just be gentle, like, yep, I know you were scared. And you can go to align and agree or react and resist to that whatever that zinger was. Or you can disconnect from the zinger, not take it personally, go back, hands on heart, they're their essence. That was close. That was scary. That hurt. I'm here now. Yeah. You can absolutely do that. Okay? So understand that what this is any zinger that was programmed as a 4-year-old or a 6-year-old, when it is triggered now, today, it is at that reactionary level whenever it was programmed. So just to give you a dynamic understanding, if your essence went into hiding at 7, every time your essence comes out to play, it's a 7-year-old that reacts when the essence gets judged or mocked or made fun of or whatever. Okay, so that might help you understand some of the what the heck, how did I turn into a brat? You know, like what happened when my 14-year-old just ended this fight we just had? I was totally, you know, I was 12. What? I don't even know what happened, where that came from. That can come up very common, very common. Okay, so be aware that's very common. It can happen. When somebody expresses their opinion or criticism of you, it is their point of view. Let it be their point of view. I know this is a big practice. I know, and it is a practice, and I say practice a lot because I want you to understand you're not going to get a nice idea one time and then it's suddenly going to be programmed in your life. No, you have to practice it. Repeat. Practice until it becomes natural, and then it is part of who you be because it's in your being. So practice. When somebody judges, oh, interesting point of view you have. Criticizes you, interesting point of view you have. Okay? You may need to do some things to when it does happen. For me, my personal choice, I dance. Shake it off, literally. Taylor Swift song, Shake It Off, is one of my go-tos. And I just shake it off. I do the bug, you know, I lay on the bed, shake my arms and legs in the air. I dance around, shake it off, just whoop, that's theirs. This is me. I point it whatever direction that other, that's theirs.
Shelton,
they
here.
Get to keep it, this is me. And I do whatever I need to do to get back in touch with my essence. And that is a lot, and I can't teach all that on a radio show in, you know, 3 minutes. So It's up to you. This is a lifelong practice. There is no such bubble as perfection, okay? Why is there no such thing as perfection? And anybody that wants to, you know, say, oh, no, you can achieve perfection, yeah, wow, listen up. Whose perfection are you judging the perfection according to? Because there's no such thing as perfection because there's a bazillion points of view from other people. So even what you say is perfect, somebody else could judge as not perfect. So suddenly, is it perfect or not? There's no such thing. There's just an unimaginable amount of points of view. And if you can remember that, if you can really embody that I have a point of view, they have a point of view. Nobody's right or wrong. It's just a different point of view. It will start to unravel the bondage of judgment from your attitude and your reaction and your being. If you will let go of judgment and just embrace interesting point of view and let it go, shake it off, dance it off, love your essence, they're their essence, I see you, I won't leave you. Acknowledge your feelings, yes, but do your work. There's so much we can do about this topic. And not feeling safe with our essence, it can be kind of eye-opening. It can be emotional. It can be sad. It can be hard. If you are listening to this, if this has served you in any way, I would really appreciate if you would share this show link. It doesn't matter if you share it on social media or in a text message or in an email to your friends or, you know, it does, wherever it is, if it resonated with you, if you would share this, I would sincerely appreciate it. And here's why. If it touched you, it's up to you to allow the ripples to go out from you. Because otherwise, you're just a pebble in the pond that received a ripple. And this show and the message in it has a ripple to it. And I'm inviting you to drop another layer of that ripple and let it keep going out. We all have this beautiful opportunity to get to know our essence, to embrace our essence, to heal the wounds that this life has put upon our essence. We all have that opportunity. How we engage with it is up to each individual. Nobody has to do anything with it. But you have an opportunity because you chose to connect here. What you do with this opportunity is up to you. My sincere hope and my request is that you will continue dropping the pebbles in the pond.
Hello.
Be a point of new ripples that go out to the world that says, hey, there's a different way. Hey, your essence can be safe. You might actually have a new relationship. You might change your life. You might become more authentic. You might vibrate at a higher vibration. You might express your aliveness in a way that isn't harsh, that doesn't categorize people, that doesn't create separation, that doesn't contribute to scarcity in the world, and a lie that there's a lack going on around us. You can contribute to connectedness. You can contribute to healing. You can be a contribution to the world. And that's my request. I chose this morning when I was in turmoil, quite honestly, about what the topics were going to be and how was I going to get to this and where do I start? And, oh, my gosh, what is this about? I chose to slow it down. I chose to get to that space of shaking off all the distractions, slow it down and say, what contribution can I be to the world? And what came from my heart, from my essence, was remind people that their essence, is scared and that doesn't feel safe. I chose into this conversation. Now you've connected with it. What are you going to do from here? It's up to you. I'll be back tomorrow to talk more about essence. Sherry will be joining me, and I hope you'll join us. Thank you so much for being here. talk to you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Thank you for tuning in to Lighten Up with Jen and Sherry. Find out more about Sherry's craniosacral and massage therapy practice by checking out her website at www.bodywisehealthcare.com. BodyWise is nourishment for the mind, body, and being. If you're part of an organization that could benefit from my dynamic, engaging public speaker for your next live event, or if you'd like to find out more about her programs offered, Jen can be reached at her website, www.jenhalterman.me.